Hello and welcome to The English We Speak. I'm Feifei.
And I'm Neil. Have you ever tried to avoid doing something because it looks unappealing, risky, or even dangerous? Well, here is a phrase you can use to describe your actions. It's run for the hills.
Run for the hills. We're not really going to run. It sounds like a long way.
Well, don't take it literally. Of course, this phrase is metaphorical, but the meaning is connected to avoiding a situation by a big distance. If you tell someone to run for the hills, you are warning them to keep away from the situation.
And by saying run implies moving quickly.
Yes, we're saying quickly, avoid the situation. But it also means you're unwilling to do something. It's what I did when our boss said he was looking for a volunteer to do some extra filing. I ran for the hills.
I did the same. And I ran for the hills when Julia suggested having lunch together. She's so boring.
Oh, yeah. Good example, Feifei. And here are some more.
When my friend suggested investing in his own company, I ran for the hills.
When our relationship became toxic, I ran for the hills.
Marco asked me to babysit for him. I ran for the hills.
In this, The English We Speak, we're learning about the phrase run for the hills, which is something you say about situations you really want to avoid.
It can be used when talking about a serious event like a natural disaster, when you are warning people to evacuate, go somewhere safe and literally run for the hills. But in everyday use, it's informal and sometimes humorous.
Like running for the hills to avoid having lunch with Julia. And I think we should run for the hills now, Neil.
Why is that?
I can see the boss coming and no doubt he'll want one of us to do that extra filing.
Oh yeah, let's run. Bye.
Bye.